I can't remember if you and I have actually been on air together when I've had conversations about Deshaun in the preseason. How do you feel about playing Deshaun in the preseason?
Well, we're going down that road already, huh?
Well, yeah, well, and it's not just because Herm talked about it. It kind of goes back to how we started the show. Talking about, all right, when you see the Deshaun 40-yard touchdown, does it do anything for you? I think part and parcel, it's not just simple to say, all right, what do you get out of Deshaun playing in this game? Like how much can you actually knock whatever rust, whatever confidence you can build? It's not just that. It's you have to factor in what will absolutely be an overreaction either way, depending on how he plays.
Oh, no doubt. I would play him. I would 100% play the guy in the preseason. I don't know how much, but I do think there's things to gain, and you got to know if the shoulder's right. Like, I think he needs to get hit a little bit in the preseason. That may sound crazy, but I think he needs to be tackled to the ground.
How much of that is that you want to see that so you can get ready for the regular season?
80% of it?
Yeah. Because I do think, like,
when that's okay. I'm admitting I really do want to see the guy in the preseason to make sure that, my expectations with this team align with what they can do.
I actually think it's really impressive that you admitted it.
Because Thanks, Nick.
You're welcome, son. But
first step, man.
Hey, that's how we get this train rolling.
That's the one.
But I do think most people saying the Browns have got to want to see him. I think most of that's just code for you want to see him.
Yeah.
But I think the problem is then you have to be authentic and honest that no matter how good or how bad he does, there's only so much he can do to either get you ready for the season or for you to maybe have more panic on, right?
Yeah.
Like, I almost feel like there's more to get. Okay, on the field, this is not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about optically. I think there's more to lose than there is to gain playing Deshaun in the preseason. Because I think at the heart of this.
Show your work on this.
I think at the heart of this is what we talked about in the 220 segment to start the show. When in our pre-show, when all I did was put the Zach Jackson tweet describing the pass, and then the videos have since come out of the 40-yard touchdown pass, Keith was already busting my stones, being like, oh, I guess we got to talk about this today. And by the way, it's just good-natured stone busting. It's not really anything significant. I'm not furious. This isn't like South Sudan all over again. But I like Keith joking. Keith.
Watch out for Keith.
Watch out for Keith.
Keith better watch out for me.
He said, ha-ha, now we're picking play-by-play to set our expectations. I'm saying Keith's exact thing right there, but like, I think that's how a fair amount of people felt. Like, I think we wait, and this is not just specific to the Deshaun thing. I think we're programmed for negativity. If you look at how humans have survived and evolved for however long we've been here, genetically, we respond better to panic, concern, that kind of stuff than we do positivity. It's why
genetically?
Yes, genetically. That is, we are wired.
We respond to fear?
Yes. Because fear keeps us alive. So it's a real thing.
That's fair. Yeah.
So like,
I agree with that.
That's why a really cute video of a dog getting pulled out of a well and his life getting saved gets 1,000 likes, and why a TMZ arrest photo gets 100,000 likes. We are programmed to react more to the negative. And I think that is why, like, let's be honest, there's nothing that you're going to see in the preseason that is actually going to make you feel any better about Deshaun. It might not heighten your anxiety, but I guarantee you, if he has one bad throw, let's say he has six throws in that first preseason game, let's just be all real honest. If he has two of them are bad, that will be weighted to the four other throws, be they good or in between.
And so do you think that puts unneeded stress on the player? On the team?
I mean, on the fan?
I especially think
on the fan. I also think Deshaun's admitting he still doesn't like the way he's being talked about. I think that harkens.
Where does, so let me ask you this. How does he know? Is he listening to everything? Does he, I mean, other than the folks asking the questions, I would try to stay away from a lot of this if I'm Deshaun Watson.
In deference, I think that's a lot easier to say than it is to do.
I mean, it's easy for me to say because obviously I'm not him and I'm not a Gen Zer, right? This Gen Zer?
I don't think he's...
What's the generation before millennial?
Wait, before or after?
Or after, excuse me.
Yeah, Gen Zers.
Okay, those Gen Zers, man. They're used to all the social media stuff. Like, they can't turn it off.
I think... Is he a Gen Z? Okay, I don't want to...
It doesn't matter, dude.
I kind of thought of him.
Okay, this generation before us. How about that?
You mean after us?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Sorry. I'll stop jamming you up. You're making a very good point here. I don't buy anyone that says, in that scenario, like when LeBron would be like, I'm blocking it all out. It's like, it's impossible. You're LeBron. It is impossible to quantify, to understand the kind of noise that is involved. Maybe not if you're a kicker, maybe even if you're a starting linebacker, but when you are the face of a franchise, I can't even empathize with that level of noise. And by the way, that's before we mix in all the things that have come with the expectations for the trade and everything else that we have already talked about today. So, yeah, I would imagine, even if he doesn't seek it out, I imagine he sees it. And so that is another part of, like, for me, I'm already skeptical. Like, I mean, how many hits are you really going to take in the preseason?
A half dozen, maybe?
Yeah.
Max?
So I wonder how much rust does that truly knock off? But I just think, and listen.
I think it knocks off some.
I actually think they're going to play him. I've kind of come around to the idea. I think they are going to play him. But I think from a perceptional standpoint, I think people are going to lean into the negativity with him. And at least in the preseason, because it's a small sample size, way more than if he just hit the field in September and had four quarters to acquit himself. Because hey, the teams are all about, we got to control the controllables, right?
That's right.
You can control the perception and all that, and you can't just say it's a football decision. It's not. Not 2 years in. Maybe it would have been 2 years ago. Maybe it was last year. It's no longer just a football decision. And I just can't imagine, outside of like, let's say you get him in there, you dummy up the offense, we're going to do one play, and it's a 40-yard touchdown. That's about it.
That'd make everybody happy.
Yeah.
That's like the Baker Mayfield drive against the Lions in the preseason.
But I still think there are people who agree with, like Keith, and I'm not trying to throw Keith under the bus, but the bus here. There are people who say, yeah, it's one throw. It's the preseason. Like that's the catch-22 of this situation is you can say you want to see him there. Oh, I got to see what he looks like. Yeah, but you're really only looking for negative confirmation.